Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Laid Bear.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
I've got a text!
No way!
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bear. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
It's Mary and friends, guys. Hi, long time.
And we have a very special guest with us in the building today. Everyone make some noise for Mal! Woo! Now, Mal was in Love Island. Mal, how are you?
How am I?
How are you?
I think I'm okay, you know. Do you know what? I had a good time in there,
yeah.
But it's really made me appreciate the life I had before. And,
oh,
like,
really?
It's not in the sense of, like, I just love my friends so much.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And to come back to that, it was so, amazing feeling. And my friends are like, oh my God, what? Shut up. Like, all you say is, but I do. Like,
yeah.
It was just so nice to come back to that. And like, I did get quite emotional when I saw them, but great experience. It was so surreal.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Honestly.
But I couldn't imagine though, to be honest. You think you could imagine it, but you can't really.
Yeah. What's it been like since coming out? Because I can imagine, just like we saw today, we were getting drinks and even the waitress was just like, you know, she was just like, oh, sorry to ask, or, you know, but are you Mal from Love Island? So how often are you getting that, and how has it been?
Honestly, every day. But like I said, I'm quite like an enthusiastic person.
Yeah.
And my mates say, oh, she's like Disney princess. I'm like, hi, guys. Like, do you know what? You've got to be grateful for it. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be nasty to anyone that ever. I'm like, you support me. I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
Like, you think I was great. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I always like to give them hugs and picture. Like,
aww.
It's like,
that's such a positive
attitude. What you get, you have to, what's it, you give, you get back.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So
definitely, definitely. Have you had any annoying situations at all?
Honestly, boring, but no. I've had no negative stuff happening to me.
I think that's because you weren't problematic though on the show.
Yeah. But I didn't get the chance to be.
That's true.
No, genuinely, I think you're very happy go lucky.
Yeah.
Because when the lights would switch on, Mal was like, good morning, everyone. I'm like, oh my God.
See, that's the thing. I'm like,
a morning person.
I am.
Okay.
I'm that bugger. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the best in the morning.
Yeah.
Come the evening, because I don't know what time it is when things are being filmed. In the evening, I remember, but I think it was my first evening, I got like a bit catty.
Yeah.
And I got like a bit like snappy.
Wait, so you don't know the time?
Yeah, they don't know the time in there.
You don't know the time.
So on your phone that they give you.
Oh, they're all pretend.
So the phone doesn't even work?
Well, they like, you can take pictures on them, and that's the phone you get that receives
the text.
It's
like a burner phone.
Literally, and they're all different times.
Oh,
but Mehdi knew what time it was. He's a smart guy.
Really?
Mehdi knew.
So he like figured it out somehow with the phone, and like he heard someone say it.
Oh.
And then from there, he said it really helped keep him like
grounded.
That's
smart.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's so smart.
What the time is. I love your boots, by the way.
PLT.
Really?
Oh, the whole look is giving.
Yes,
like
it is giving. Where's your outfit from?
PLT, mate.
Everything.
All PLT.
And she's not coming in a fairy hat today.
I love
fairy hat. Because I always say it gives me like Jamiroquai. What's his name? I always say.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Like proper 90s or naughty vibe. I need one as well.
Yeah,
I
see you.
I'm having a bad hair day.
Pop a hat on.
You just what?
I just want a hat.
Really? You don't own a hat?
No,
you know what? When you have short hair though, it's like, when you have short hair, having a hat just doesn't bang in the same way, I don't think.
You think so?
Yeah. Like,
very colourful one though.
Yeah.
It'd be cute, but you know those little like hats that don't have a top on it? So it's not really a hat.
A visor?
Like
do you mean like a...
Like the furry one.
Yeah.
Like a headband, but like a big version.
Yeah.
Those are cute for short haired girlies.
Yeah.
But...
No, honestly, I just if I'm going to the shops and my hair's not done, I just put a hat on, or I wear my bonnet. I know we're not supposed to wear our bonnets when we leave the house.
I wear my bonnet.
I wear my bonnet.
Wear your bonnet.
Basically, we're all going shopping for hats.
Yeah. Okay, but Mal, tell us more. So you said that Mehdi was really good with figuring out the time.
I didn't have any clue what time it was, but I feel like when we were waking up, it was really random. On like a Sunday, we had a full-on Sunday roast. And it,
oh, that's nice.
I mean, it is, but it was like 30 degree heat.
Yeah.
It's a bit random, but I was delirious the whole time. Like, wow. I had no concept of what was going on. Yeah.
Did you get woken up at the same time every day?
Well, you don't know. So you could kind of feel like, I think on the Saturday, we all had a lot of energy and I think we all got put to bed quite early. Yeah. And like, because no one could sleep. And then we were obviously up earlier. But the one thing I do know is when I entered the villa and like, I've not watched back my first date, I know I was like cuckoo. Because I didn't know I was going in that day. And I just, I'd woken up at 6 a.m. I'd done like a workout and stuff with my chaperone. And then I think it was like 12 o'clock. They were like, you're going in. And I was like, oh my God. So, but you don't know what time and anything. Yeah. Last thing I ate was at 6 p.m. Yeah. And they started filming at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
What the fuck? And I'm like, I was like starting to see stars and obviously got all the cameras and all that stuff around you. And we've got drinks. And I was like tipsy, I was like, I couldn't walk straight. And then I entered the villa, and when everyone was coming up to me, we were like saying about AI. Yeah. I honestly felt like I'd been put into virtual reality. Oh, wow. Because like, you don't know.
It's like a social experiment, basically.
It is. Really is.
And it's,
it's like, we've been watching them.
Yeah.
And then you finally meet them.
And you're literally,
and you're like,
it's kind of like, what's that film? Hunger Games.
Or Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Black Mirror.
And we'd been watching Black Mirror in the
latest season.
Literally.
Is there something similar to that in the latest
season? I think, I mean, all of them are kind of similar. It is quite good.
Everything is very Black Mirror-esque. I think the idea of Love Island and just those kind of shows anyway has a Black Mirror-esque.
So honestly.
But we're going to get more into that. But we need to ask my favourite question.
We're
running away from that. Mary's got her phone. I don't know if she's going to look for the last time she did it. Or
I was actually about to look at my flow because I've been starting to log my shagging into the flow. But
I love that. Shagging journals.
Today's shagging journals. Your diary.
Their diary.
I got my back blown out today. I don't know if I'll call her back, but we'll see. Anyway, for those who don't know, every episode we always ask, when did you get laid last? So, Nikki, I'm going to start with you. I noticed that even on the Sukiana episode, we never even got to you guys. I think we were
I was happy. Because I had nothing to say.
Okay. So, what about now?
You have something to say now?
No.
Everyone talks. What's it? How's that song go? Nobody has time when it's time to pray.
Everyone got something to say.
Time to pray. Okay, go on.
Check in with me next episode.
Okay. Whoa!
What's it? Something gonna happen lined next? Up. Yeah.
This is my birthday weekend.
Birthday sex!
We have some birthday sex. Go.
You have to.
You have to.
We have his sex. That's true.
It's like the law. Like,
it is. Basically, it is the law.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when that song came out, Birthday Sex? Mm-hmm. It's your birthday and I know you want to ride.
I was illegally young when that song came out.
Were you getting your back blown out though?
I wasn't. Not at that age, no. Because it came out
You were much younger.
Yeah, I was literally
because I was 19 young. When that song came out.
Yeah,
I remember.
So I must have been
5.
Yeah, I think I was just finishing college.
I'm not wrong.
Share your age then.
I'm not wrong.
Share your age, oldie.
Yeah, but am I wrong? Are you not 5? Were you not 5?
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
okay.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. Hey, no,
5 and a half.
Guys, I hate this girl.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was probably, if you were 19, then I was probably 19. Like 13, 12.
So
like,
I was right.
I wasn't that, but anyway, whatever, man.
Yeah. Now, Mary, where'd you get your laid last anyway?
It's actually been a while, guys. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been at least like 2 to 3 weeks.
What? That's long.
It is long.
That's not long for me.
It's long when you're in a relationship.
Fair.
Yeah.
You know what?
Do you guys live together, by the way?
We don't. Okay. Spend a lot of time up and do each other. Yeah. But no, she was on her period and then like, I've just been busy. Like, I've literally been too busy to shag. And I can't believe this is my life. Like,
I've been getting old.
Fam,
adulting.
I can't believe it.
It's adulting.
I was working on Sunday night and she came back to mine. And in my mind, I was like, yeah, we're going to shag.
Oh.
Bam. We both fell asleep in the bed. No pant even came off. No clothes. We hardly even lips. We were both just snoring in each other's faces in the bed. But I was just like, yeah, sorry. I don't know.
That's when it's like, you know, the old people in the office, they're always like in a bad mood. You're like, oh, it's just they need a shower.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes
I'm getting to that point.
That's you.
I'm getting to that point. But I'm going on vacation next week. So.
Where are you going?
Nothing big. We're just going to the Netherlands. So we're going to go to Rotterdam and then go to Amsterdam. Yeah, it'll be cute. It'll be really cute.
What's the weather like?
I don't know, but I hope it's nice because we're going for carnival. Wow. Carnival, so it better be fucking nice. I'm trying to be skin out.
It's going to be the same as here.
I wouldn't mind it. As long as it don't rain, I'm happy with whatever it is. So I'm hoping for lots of jobless shagging.
Ooh. Unreal.
Next week.
Jobless shagging. That is funny.
That's what you... But you know when you're jobless, the shag is... It's a different
super.
Type of shag.
It is super. The shagging super is shag, super. Because you're just... Nothing to do but just having sex.
Exactly.
Like, 20 different ways.
No, but don't you guys think that when you were unemployed, you were having more sex?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Well, I just can't tweet you sex.
Must be nice. Sorry.
I can't relate.
Baller. Sorry. Ooh,
that's a different story.
I'm an independent woman.
I'm done.
Mal, tell us. What about you? When did
OMG.
Did you have sex in the villa?
Hell no! Did I?
Do you try.
Someone thought me and Sammy did, and I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm so weirdly frigid. But yeah, then, like, really. But then when I get started, like, it's addictive. So yeah. I try not to, and I mean, not obviously, but it was like an old flame, but it was just like someone I already knew. Yeah. So it's like I wouldn't do it with a stranger.
Yeah, of course.
So when was this then?
I think it was the weekend I came out, but I'm not shagged in like ages.
Yeah.
Wait, when did you come out?
When 3 weeks ago now.
So I think it must have been.
Yeah.
I actually think it was the weekend I got out.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I'm free.
She said, "Who's gonna get this pussy today?"
And I was like, wait.
No, I completely understand. It makes sense. Sorry. True. But like, cameras on you 24/7.
I would never. But I've not. In so long, and you know what, I just wouldn't do it with like a random keep your numbers low.
Yeah.
Not keep
do you know what, even though I don't like body count, I do believe in, like, do you know what it is,
spinning the block.
They just get you.
Yeah, I feel like it's good to spin the block sometimes,
recycle the old things
if it was a good experience.
Yeah,
but if it was bad, don't spin the block.
No way.
Yeah just because you want to decrease your number.
But
if it was a good experience, then why not go with what you know.
And we get on. Like, we get on
exactly.
So well.
You don't need to find new,
and they understand your body as well. Literally. You don't need to teach someone new how to do things.
It's
so
long.
I completely understand.
So, question: what is happening with this old flame then? Can you give us?
Oh my god, absolutely nothing.
Did you guys used to date? Were you exes?
No,
or just used to shag?
Pals, just mates. Like, literally, like we met ages ago, and then he actually lived in Canary Wharf, and like we had it was fucking sick. We went on a cool date and stuff. And then I don't know, just pals.
Are you gonna see him after this?
Not, I don't know where he is. I think he's on holiday.
He's not in Canary.
He's on holiday.
Okay.
But it's not like that. Like, we're literally just friends. But I would never. I don't think I would ever date him because I know what he's like.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, mates, and we laugh so much, and we're both like slightly ADHD. I don't know if I actually have it, but it's like there's no. We're both like. Oh god, it's hard to have a conversation. But
basically, she's saying that they're both crackheads. Do you not like being in like with someone who's just equally as a crackhead?
And I've never met someone like that. That's why I kept saying when I was like trying to find love in the villa. Yeah. I've not found anyone on my level, but he is. Yeah. But I mean, it's not like that.
So are you gonna keep shagging him?
I mean, I guess.
You're open to shagging him again.
We'll see. I mean, it's not like, we're just friends.
Yeah.
Just like mates.
Okay.
Do you believe in having friends that you shag?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
I can't lie to you.
I do.
I like that.
I don't. I've never done this before.
But like, because he's been away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it just kind of happened.
You should see. But I don't think you're mates though. But that's my personal opinion.
We are.
I think you can be mates with someone you're fucking.
Yeah, we're mates.
I definitely think you can be mates with someone you're fucking.
Really? I don't know. You know what it is? It's because I catch feelings through sex.
Yeah, but you can catch feelings, but then you get over it.
Yeah,
you can. I've fucked so many of my friends.
If I catch feelings.
Okay.
Okay, she said that the whole her whole contact list, she's shagged.
We almost glossed over that. Wow.
Oh my god.
glad we stopped where we stopped.
But like, you don't talk like that anymore because obviously of my situation. But like when I wasn't in my situation, like I was able to continue a mutual, just, you know, respect for each other and just continuous friendship. But
so this was like you used to shag, you stopped shagging, and then you still had a healthy relationship.
And if we wanted to have sex again, we would. And I know it would be nothing more. And similar to you, Mal, because I know what they're like as a person.
Uh-huh. You don't even want to attach yourself.
Do not. It's just like, you know my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're great fun. You're great crack as well. Like, you make me laugh. That's it. Mm. I don't want anything more. And I think it can just be that sometimes, you know. It's better than having casual sex with a stranger who doesn't want to go down on you.
True.
Because, like, that's another thing as well. Like, when people have casual sex, there's a lesser chance for cisgender women anyway for them to receive oral sex. And I'm not saying, oh, just because he's going to go down on you means you should fuck your friend. I'm not saying that.
Okay. I mean, if he eat the pussy good, then baby, be my friend. Eat my pussy.
Bread and wine.
Let my pussy be your friend.
A long period that all my mates like knew, I was just like randomly bringing back guys, like kissing them and then just like hugging them in bed, and then
nothing happened.
No, and then everyone be like, what the fuck? I was like, guys, I just can't. Like, when you've gone through it, you know, when you've not done it in so just don't want to.
Get a bit nervous. Yeah.
Not even.
You are. No, it sounds like you're a lover girl.
You went on Love Island.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a lover girl.
That reminds me of her VT input.
I was trying to be so funny, and then they're like, okay, cut that and we'll do it. We'll try and be a bit sexy. I was like, oh. As in, like, because I'm quite...
Yeah, but you're showing your personality.
Like, so my original...
And those middle-aged producers, like, well, what do you know about sex?
Old white
my, like,
number.
Original pictures of me, I was, like, posing, like... they're like...
No.
Like, can you just pick your hair, actually?
Yeah. And then they're like, now don't open your mouth. And I was like, oh, right.
What, don't open your mouth? What kind of jurisdiction is this
right?
One,
please? Just like, and I was like, right. Is that it?
They were asking you to smize, boy.
I think they thought I was like gonna be something else.
You're not,
and I'm not. Bombshell.
Did you go in as bombshell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sure as bombshell. But it brings me to my next question. Like, how did you even get on the show? Were you approached for it? Because I know these researchers be DMing everyone.
Bruh.
Not everyone, because I don't want to say like it sounds like they're sluts.
No, but they be on the streets.
Yeah. But they do be on the streets.
Yeah. And in public.
It's like they're doing evangelism with Love Island.
Literally.
Love Island's evangelism.
No, but literally. No, but she's right.
Or was it that you applied for it?
Well, so basically, this agency, she's got management, and she's done, like, she's got Ron, Liberty, Danica, all that lot. She like messaged me last year to go for the winter one, so I like applied and stuff.
Yeah,
and then obviously didn't get the cut. And then she was like, "Oh, if you ever think about doing it again," and I was like, "You know what? Like, I feel like I'm just so entertaining, and I feel like I could do something like this."
Yeah,
and I was like, "All right, I'll try again." And then obviously. Got through.
Yeah,
I was like, ah, yes.
You definitely were entertaining.
What was
I'll never forget that dance challenge.
Fucking hell!
Oh my god!
I know.
Mal came in with like
she went.
I was like, oh no.
Because at first I was shocked, and then I was just like, no.
But can I be honest though? I feel like you stay true to yourself.
Thank you.
Because if it's not in you to like. Do something that you're not comfortable with, then don't do it. Like, don't force yourself to do it. So I like that you stuck to your personality.
Oh, cheers to that.
Yes,
cheers.
Yes. Clink, clink. I love your nails, by the way. Oh my God. That color is
chrome,
really
guys, Mal has dripped out today, y'all. She drippy head to toe, bitch.
For a clip with like the full...
Like, yes, it's true. We will.
I have to admit that the day I did do the dance, it was like, oh God, the moment I heard we're doing the heart rate challenge, I was like, fuck my life. I was like, this could not be worse. And I was like, looking around, and I was like, so can everyone dance? And everyone's like, yeah. And I was like, what? I was like, no. And I was like, I just didn't think everyone could dance. And then I was like, are you joking? I was like, I literally can't dance.
No, but you were cute about it.
You were cute.
God forgive me, but at least you weren't Mehdi that went around kissing everyone.
Bruh.
Mehdi, you were fun as well to watch. Like, you were great entertainment as well.
No,
even though I didn't really like how you treated my girl Whitney, I'm not going to lie.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but he went around kissing everyone. What do you do if Mehdi comes up to you like during the heart race challenge? I would just say, where we do that at?
See, that's the thing. That's a good question. If someone kisses you or comes up, do you have to do it?
Well, I think everyone knew that I was just terrified.
Yeah. And, so they just wouldn't approach you.
They're all like, are you okay? I was like, I've never been to the strip club. I was like, I don't know what is going on. I was like saying, they're like, I am so overwhelmed.
No, and just, I do believe you have it in you though.
Well, after a couple of these, yeah, then, yeah. I was like, ugh. And then basically in the bit when Sammy did his dance, like you guys don't see it, but he like lifted me up and then I fell back, smacked my head on the
no.
wood, and everyone was like, Mal, are you okay? And I was just sitting there like this.
And that is interesting because during that heart race challenge, uh-huh. your heart did like.
Yeah, because I smacked my head off the bloody wall. I was like,
rap, it was the highest for him. But do you think that there was some attraction between you and Sammy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was weird because, like, when I watched him on the outside, I was like, nah, no chance.
Yeah.
And I do believe in love at first sight, but it's not love.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know
love.
What that was. Love. But yeah. then I remember when I saw him, I was like, whoa, actually.
Has he got a charm about him?
Yeah.
And maybe like, that's why Jess is so rubbish by him.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
because he's really tall, you know.
Yeah.
Look at his legs again tonight. Yeah. His legs are like,
when I watch it back,
his leg to thigh ratio.
I'm going to pre his legs. Yeah.
yeah. Pre his legs. Yeah. Especially yeah. when he's
not, really
short.
He's not a bad looking
no
man.
But he's way better in real life. See, this is the thing.
Do
and a lot of men
him,
are
do they just paint him out to look like an asshole there? Actually no, I take that question back.
No, I think he is a bit of
he
an
is a bit of a jerk, because we've seen some of the comments he's made about uh-huh. Jess, and I know we only get to see an hour of 24,
but also remember the stuff that he posted and his family posted about other things.
Yeah,
that were,
what's that about
supporting like very left views?
Really?
Like, I've seen that and I was kind of like,
left views or right views, you mean?
No. Maybe right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right. The bad one.
The bad
one.
The right.
The bad one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
But like,
I was about to be like, huh?
Oh, yeah, really? No, yeah.
I think I saw that when I was researching. I saw that in a comment on uh-huh. YouTube, but I couldn't really make sense of it.
So it was like on Facebook, like him and his siblings have posted very like,
questionable
thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All I can say is that he was genuinely so lovely to me.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think it was showing. And like, I even looked back on what I said in my interviews or whatever. And I was kind of like, oh my God, like, he was so lovely to me. And all the girls were all saying to me, Mal, the way he treats you is so lovely. Because like, he must have known I felt uncomfortable doing the dance. I mean, everyone must have known. Yeah. But he was so comforting and like, he was so sweet to me. But, however, the way he, like, said afterwards about, like, it was all chat, I was kind of a bit like, whoa, what the hell? And I was like, so, you know, if it was all chat to you, then you're obviously all
that was that bollocks. I completely forgot about that as well when he was trying to, like, convince Jeff.
But then it's like, you're all chat. You're
he is all chat.
How did that make chat. You feel when
infuriated.
He said that?
Infuriated. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, but I was like, what do you mean? It was
like
all
using you as a pawn as if you're not there.
Yeah, and I was like, don't.
You're
don't,
better than me though, because I would have stood up and been like, excuse me. What
so
do you
I
mean? Would.
You
know what? I wasn't there.
No, but there was a scene. I felt like you were the there. Thing.
Yeah, and I said to him.
Yeah.
And then they played it back.
Yeah. I remember tweeting like, I swear she's right there. How can you say it's all chat? There was a
No. It was movie night. They played it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, why? Why is he speaking about me when I'm not there to defend myself? Shut up! I was like, don't speak about
that's,
me.
That's
then.
Exactly why.
Yeah.
Scene on the day bids, and I can't remember what had happened, but the tone in your voice changed for Sammy.
Yeah.
And I was like, tell him, keep it going.
She's well, like, now stand up.
There's another thing that happened, and it wasn't aired. Like, basically, he was saying one thing to me, and that was in the thing.
Yeah.
But it, before, you don't see it, and I don't care if it wasn't aired, but it maybe would have been good for context.
Yeah.
He was saying one thing to me, one thing to Jess, and then like I fully was like, I can't believe this, and I was like going in like, he's not even my type, and I was like, what are you
really?
Doing? And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was like,
there was a scene like that though.
What was it? I don't remember.
You were in like the girls' dressing room.
Yeah.
It was in the girls' dressing room. You're like, but he's not even my type though.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Chill out, sis.
I was like, well, then what are you doing? I was like, I can't believe this, because like, you know. What are you saying? Stop.
Yeah.
Do you think him and Jess actually have a connection, or do you think,
I think
she
they
likes
do.
Him?
It's a toxic connection.
Do you know what? Like, I think it might be even trauma bonding.
Yeah. That part, though. That no, part. That
sorry.
Part.
In a place that like part. That, you're traumatized. But
true.
I do think they genuinely like each other
this
and obviously get on.
I'm so
me too. But I do. I believe, like, it's so much high stress.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
like they're like, I need you. Yeah. Like, and you need someone to go through
that experience.
And that's the same with Ella and Ty.
No, do you okay, this is my next question actually. Whose connection we'll come back to you, Nikki. No. I heard you groan. But whose connection do you believe is the strongest?
Honestly,
in the villa?
From what I've seen, because I've not seen Whitney and her man, but yeah. I genuinely believe that Ella and Tariq have, like, it's actually love.
Yeah.
And
I think, really?
Yeah, I believe so as well, you know.
From what I saw, and it's like, this is his first love. And, like, that is why he's acting, because he's terrified. Like, yeah. from player to, like, he was, like, come on.
It's like he's been forced to be like, you have to settle down. Being in that environment, and that's all you have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel no, like in the outside world,
you have the option.
You have the option. Yeah. You can hit up anyone.
But I do genuinely believe that what they have is, like, love.
Yeah.
And, like, wow. and I would watch them. I was like, oh, I want that. Like,
can I be real? I'm not going to lie. I enjoy seeing Ella stick it on Ella B.
Yeah. I loved it.
I love it.
I think my clip was getting hard.
Inject it.
She was like, me compete with you.
I think my clip was actually getting hard, guys.
No, that wasn't even. Do you know my favorite bit?
When I think my clip was getting hard.
My clip was
when
getting
she hard. Was telling when she was telling Ella B off.
She was giving all the Nigerians.
Yeah, it was because of
that.
Right.
Oh my.
But someone else said, but you have the same name, and I said fair.
Yeah.
I said, then we got a point.
No, because she
can't
be
tell
saying,
me not to say it.
No, that's the thing. You can't be saying, but oh, Nikki, keep my name out of your mouth.
Even if they didn't have the same name.
So even if good.
She did.
So calm.
She didn't. But even what? If they didn't have the same name, yeah. If I was Ella B, I would say, and if I do, I'm what? What would you do? Like,
yeah,
that's
but
me.
She wasn't on that.
But she wasn't on that. But what I will say is another bit that I did like, and they're trying to say that Ella's giving mean girls, and I said, I honestly couldn't.
When she said, move out.
Yeah.
Right. I said, yeah. This was a power play.
But it's Ella's seat.
That was such a power
play. It's Ella's seat.
It's Ella's seat. But you can
have actual designated seat.
I don't like to sit, so I stood.
Really?
I hate sitting.
Oh,
I'm a. Guys, I was ready.
You don't like to sit when you do your makeup?
No.
In general.
And I was ready. Even Catherine today, like, texted me, being like, Mal, you'll be ready. In like 10 minutes, and I was like, oh yeah, you're right. I was ready within, I would have the shower last.
Yeah.
Because you were the quickest.
Oh, I'd be sitting there like, I'm just so quick. I was like,
I mean, your skin looks great.
Yeah, it's true, it does.
But I'm just like,
I was watching your YouTube video, and when you were getting dressed, I think it was like a day in her life, and I was just like, she got dressed really quick. Like, so how do you say that?
Because I feel like I hate.
But she is really, she really is a wake up. I woke up like this, babe, because she was filming in bed, and I was just like, she ain't wearing no makeup.
You're cute, man.
Yeah, you're cute, babe.
Outfit's banging, your hair's banging. I know I've caught
hair's a bad bitch.
And they were trying to compare you to Mr. Bean. I was just like, are you crazy?
Mr. Bean's my favorite.
I love Mr. Bean.
But I'm dressing up as him, Bradley. But like, make it sexy.
Yes.
The brown jacket rips through the shirt.
And with the beanie, with the, what's it, his little bed.
What's it, Teddy?
That is
true. You say I sound like him.
You
know, I was like,
do you know what it is? I think it's just the eccentricness, and we're not used to that. Like, I think because of Love Island, we're so used to like sexy. Subtle,
everyone
sexy,
is ready to
mysterious.
Put them, yeah, because they want to collect the brand.
Yeah,
they want to collect the followers. So everyone fits themselves into a certain.
Yeah, exactly.
Archetype.
So you came
but
in
you just were yourself.
Yes, exactly. But can we go back to Ella B's situation for a second, please? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you think you can tell me to get up? I don't even care if you have a photo of your dead grand. On the table, I'm not moving. I'll say when I'm done, I will move. I'm not moving because I can tell what it is. It's not about
it. Yeah.
It's like it's a power play.
Literally.
But the thing is, I'm not mad at Ella because I agree with our Ella. Yeah, original Ella. Like I like what she did, OG Ella. But me personally, I'm not moving.
I'm not standing. Even the way she said it.
Yeah.
Will make me sit down even harder.
That's for that.
Ella said it, Ella
I'm
like,
gonna glue my ass to
that's
the seat.
My seat.
Just
can
for
you
that.
Get up? She didn't even say, "Oh, do you mind?" She
no, I swear. Oh, please, I swear, it was like, "Babe, can you move?" I just
literally,
loved it. I loved it.
Yeah,
to new Ella.
To the new Ella, and she carried her makeup purse as she went around.
Then new Ella was like, "Oh, but this person's sitting there, and that's not their seat, and their stuff's over there." And Ella was like, "There's another seat over there." And literally, Ella
pack up your shit and go.
She packed up her shit and went.
At this point, you're telling me you want to fight indirectly,
bruh. And then she tried denying, saying that like I wasn't trying to be rude or I wasn't trying to come for you. But it's like,
what else is she supposed to say?
Stop chatting shit.
No, but sorry, someone's coming in saying like we have history. I'm just like, I'll slap the history.
I think they met on a night.
Met in a club or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do like, I do like Ella B and Tyreek. I feel like they've got a bit of mischief in them as well. Which, you know, like when Tyreek was like amping her up to go and like disrupt Abby's conversation with Mitch.
I'm pissing myself.
I was just like, they're bad.
What's going on?
Keep getting back together.
Who? Tyreek and Ella?
She's, Mary said, will they last?
Who?
Ella and Tyreek.
Ella and Tyreek.
I promise you, I feel like Tyreek has up to 100 nudes in his DMs waiting for him right now. And I feel like
100. Just 100.
That's true. Good point.
I can't lie. Tyreek's a good looking
he's
man.
A very, yeah, he's cute. Awesome. He's got personality. Yeah. He's cheeky as well.
Do you know how many times I tweeted, this is Tyreek?
And he's got Villa. Game. He's a Villa. He's the leader of the group. Yeah.
He's like, do.
He's the leader of the group.
Did you witness that when you were in the Villa? Like him kind of like orchestrating stuff.
I remember I saw all the boys like sitting by the like what were those things by the pool anyways they were
beach chairs
yeah and then
beanbags
chairs and he comes over and then everyone starts like all the boys like start lining up and then he's giving them a talk and I was like what and then everyone just
not a TED talk
everyone just
dispersed
and I was like oh
Murphy, he's the dictator. Yeah, dictator
and then, I remember, and I was watching, and I was like, "What's happening?" Oh, Sammy's going over to Katie, and I was like, "What do I do?" And I was like, "I'm gonna walk." And I was like,
"Do you know what made me laugh about Tyreek here was when he gasped Montel to go and lips the two girls?"
Do you know what?
I feel about that. Yeah.
Can I say something, please, Malia? That Montel, when he was in the island, I thought to myself, you love your wife.
You guys came in together, didn't you?
I love Montel, guys.
But I thought to myself,
guys, I honestly love
you. You love your girl. Like, you really love her. So when he got put to do it by Tyreek, he looked so upset.
I
would have said, when you do it, I'll do it. Because he's not going to do it. And his argument was, oh, I'm closed off too. I'm in the spirit of that closed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
No, but genuinely, he is the most loveliest boy. And he's got, and he's got so many talents. Like, he's got so many hobbies. And the love he had for Leah, beautiful.
Are they still together, do you know?
Yeah, I think they are.
Oh, good.
But and he was so sweet.
He really liked her. Yeah. I actually do believe that he really liked her.
And a good honest
because
boy.
Because Whitney tried to stick it on him like two or three times, if you guys remember. And he wasn't really having it. He was not budging.
Who tried to stick it on him?
Whitney.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she tried to like have a couple conversations. I'm sure she was pushed to do it. She probably wasn't even interested if we're keeping her back.
Even quickly on the tangent of Whitney,
yeah.
I feel like I was having a conversation with someone about this the other day. I feel like Whitney has intentionally diverted from her usual type because she doesn't want to seem like a black love.
Yeah, kind of babe.
Queen.
Yeah.
And I think it probably kind of worked in her favor.
Yeah.
Whoever she would have black loved with would have been bringing her down. And realistically, she's probably going to win. Do you know what I mean?
You think she can win?
I think she's going to be very close to winning.
Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous what you've seen. I've seen her in real life. Man, beautiful. I was like, she's the most beautiful person, and she's got.
Do you know what I didn't like as well? Like, honestly, I really didn't like the way Zach spoke to her the night before. I didn't like Shut up. Yeah, it was giving.
Don't even mind that.
It was giving. I won't get too
excited.
I was just like, would you have spoken to any of the other girls like that? Though?
Right.
You wouldn't have. I just said you're talking to her like she's mandem. Don't do that,
guys. Please
wait, Matt. Have you been watching the episodes since you've been out?
See, this is the thing.
Or have you?
I was like, I'm not going to. But then you get so invested.
You get so invested.
And you're like, I don't feel like I was there.
Did you watch your episodes?
Yeah, I only watched the one of me dancing. As in, like,
you didn't watch anything else.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The other episodes. Other episodes that you were in.
I've lived it.
I hear it.
But it's like, I have such a bad memory and I feel like it was all the blur. And I was saying, like, even the other day, Catherine messaged me and I was like, it's so weird to me. I'm going to meet Catherine tomorrow, but I don't feel like I was with... But, like, I know I was, but my memory is, like, I don't know if it's, like...
Yeah.
It's just delirious to me, the whole thing.
I think
thing.
Also because, like, a lot of things happen in a certain amount of time.
Uh-huh.
There's just, like, you kind of look back on it. Once you're out of it, you look back on it, you're just like, was that a fever dream?
Honestly. And then, do you know what it is? Everywhere is neon bright colours. Right. And it's like, dude, like, honestly.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Like I said, it felt like a simulation or something.
Yeah. I can imagine that actually must have felt like Black Mirror.
It must have. Yeah, saying this earlier.
Do you know what is annoying as well is like I've always been high energy, enthusiastic, but I don't know. I wasn't nervous and I wasn't shy, but it took me till the day I got dumped. That day I was dumped, I was like, oh, I'm finally here. I was like, thank God. Like, I finally felt like comfortable. Oh, and then I remember I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I think you left way too early. I would love to see your personality more because you were definitely different from everyone else in terms of the energy that everyone else was bringing.
I really appreciate it, but I was like, I'm so glad it happened the way it did because I'm not being mugged off. Yeah. I'm not I'm not being bawling my eyes out, crying. Not, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not fighting for a boy. And it's I just, it's all.
Nobody has time for that.
Yeah.
You're too bad to be fighting.
I know. So I was like, I left and it was good.
I want to know, what do you think about Molly returning? How did you feel about that?
I didn't expect it, you know.
We
but everyone did.
Yeah, I said it. I tweeted it.
I kind of wish I got to, but then also at the same time, I didn't fancy any of the boys. But then I hung out with Cody and Zach, and like, they're so jokes. But
Cody and Zach?
They were Casa boys.
Oh, isn't that Sweet
Life? Zach and Cody!
Sorry. I said what?
Sweet Life or Zach and Cody?
I can't laugh that straight away.
Those two boys.
I don't remember any of the guys.
Literally. And then they were really fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, I don't think I would have brought anyone back.
Yeah.
I do really like them.
Yeah,
but it takes me a lot to fancy someone.
Yeah,
and I just.
But you're on a TV show. You need to force it.
I know.
It a little bit.
I was like,
and I guess it's like being on holiday. Like when you go on holiday, sometimes you know the sun is shining, drinks are flowing. You're half naked.
Yeah, the sun does
everyone
it
looks
to you.
You know, you're just like, do you know what? Let me just live in my element right now and see where this goes and see what happens and enjoy the moment. Let's not make it too deep.
Literally.
Whatever happens. Live in the now. And see, exactly.
And I really do, but I genuinely, the only person I fancied was Sammy.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, like looking back.
Sammy is a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Aesthetically. But I think his personality.
He's not a catch.
He's not a catch.
He said aesthetically.
Do you know what makes him a catch? It's when I clocked him with shorts.
Yeah.
Beautiful gown. But do you know what it was? It was the fact, I think it's his personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way he was, how he spoke about you and how he used you, kind of used you as a pawn. I didn't really appreciate that. Mm. And the way I feel like he doesn't really, I don't think he's that attracted to Jess. He pretends,
he
said a lot of snidey comments.
He said it though.
He said
I mean, it's like.
From the beginning,
he's
I feel like.
Said he's it.
Yeah, I know he has.
Usual type.
Yeah, when she was,
But then I guess this is why you do it. So it's like you're finding people that you wouldn't usually.
But to hear that would really cut me deep.
Yeah.
And to be talking
like,
about
I like you, and then you're saying to your boys, this isn't someone I would usually go for if we weren't in this
situation. You know what it also is as well? Like, we never really know what's being said behind our back, behind the partners that we fall out with.
In
real life, we don't know. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I remember when me and my fiance were on holiday once and we like had a little spat. And I said, so what were you thinking when we were arguing? And he said he was thinking that I'm such a sport brat. And I said, really?
Ooh.
Really?
But you know you are.
You're like, it's all coming out now.
Right, look at her, fam.
Small. But if I was his girlfriend then, if I'm not spoiled, like what else?
Exactly.
Like, what else do I need to be? Like, of course I'm spoiled. Like, you know, I have my expectations.
Yeah,
meet them or bounce.
Leo energy.
But so I just think that's what we're seeing. It's horrible to see with Sammy.
Yeah,
but we don't really see how people talk about their partners. I just think in this instance, to hear that you don't find your partner attractive, I would bounce. If you don't find me attractive, then
fuck off.
Yeah, then piss off, for real, honestly. So,
yeah.
I have a question, Mal. Did you hear anyone shag in the house?
I didn't. But I've heard something else, but I can't say. Well, I mean,
well, like legally, you can't say.
No, I mean, someone told me, but like, I just
I just want to know.
I don't. It's not my thing to say. You can't tell us who it is.
I didn't hear, but
I heard no sex. I've not heard sex. I've got told someone did something with someone, but that
what?
No, something else, something else. Not that one, but.
It wasn't a little.
I don't even know what I'm doing at this point. Or a little. Little hand job. Us eating.
No, it was. Okay. It must have been a hand fondant.
How did you eat us?
The villa.
Us
in the villa, babe.
On TV,
in the
toilet.
Grannies watch that shit, you know.
They do. Do they have cameras in the toilets?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they don't show us. Yeah, they don't show you.
In Scottish, a jobby is a poo.
Yeah.
You say it like you know. Do you?
Are you Scottish?
No. I'm just. Yeah.
Oh,
Scottish.
God.
So I'd come in and I'd be like, "Hey guys, I'm about to do a jobby," and then I'd be like, "Oh."
Take your mic off.
You can't take off.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Keep on. There's a camera.
And they've got mics everywhere.
Hold in your.
Now I'd go like, and I start giggling. Oh, sorry.
That is funny.
That is the worst, because even when I do like TV shows and stuff, or like when I'm on TV in general, like they always say like, make sure you're not mic'd when you're going to the toilet. Cause it's the worst thing. Goodness. Or keep your bitching to yourself and make sure you're not like you don't have a mic. Well, yeah, exactly.
Funny. This is what happened at school. This isn't funny.
Yeah.
There was a girl that was deaf. And teacher used to have to wear the thing so
she can hear.
And then he went to the toilet.
But
racism. No, I'm joking. Don't mind me.
But going back to everything, is there anything that you wish we saw that we probably didn't?
Literally what I was saying, I feel that, because obviously I came out, started speaking to my friends, be like, did you see this? They saw nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they were like to me, Mal, you were not on air. And I was like, what?
No, you were definitely on air. I saw you every morning.
We saw you.
We saw you every morning. Where there was a sun rising, there was a Mal smiling. Okay?
We saw you.
Oh,
we saw you. And even like my favorite, I definitely feel like my favorite was the dancing, the heart race challenge. Because when she came out with that, I still couldn't get over that. I said, no, this is different.
I've actually, sorry.
No, I was going to say my other memorable moment is when you were slyly sticking it on Sammy. Because it was on one of the evenings on the day, but I'll never forget the way the tone in her voice changed. I said,
she's applying pressure.
I was like, that's not Mal.
Yeah, I was confused.
Because I was thinking, did I miss something? What rattled her? Like, you
So you weren't applying pressure. It was you like sticking on him and telling him about himself. Okay.
Straight with her.
Okay.
The boys disrespecting me. Like, they think, oh, Mal's so nice, she won't care.
No.
I will not take it.
Yeah, good.
They think, oh,
you're just playful.
Yeah.
What's your star sign, if you don't mind?
Virgo, Leo, Sagittarius.
Oh, really?
Okay, so you're a Virgo. Okay.
Leo rising. And then Sagittarius.
That makes so much sense.
Wait, so you're Saggy Moon? Or Leo Moon.
I've got a Leo rising. No, Virgo is my star sign.
Star sign, yeah.
Leo rising, is it?
Then there's moon as well.
Sagittarius.
Okay.
I love that.
That makes sense, though. Yeah. That does make sense, especially Virgo, Leo.
Yeah, man, you're good vibes. You're
Thanks, guys.
But can I ask you a question, please?
Of course.
Be honest with me, please. I just really need your honesty.
I will.
Does Scott smell?
No.
Does who smell?
Scott.
I don't think I'm...
Because he's a good-looking guy. Why is he not being poached by other women?
Yeah, see, this is the thing.
Am I wrong, though? Nikki, you're laughing.
Top three.
She said that Scott smells.
I just... Because I tweeted it, so I want to keep it above. Yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
He is.
He's a very good-looking guy, so I need to understand what we're not seeing.
I don't know what it is.
And my only answer is that he must smell.
Scott is gorgeous. Me. Scott is one of the best-looking men in that
world. Yeah, I think he's beautiful, but I thought his vibe was, I thought he hated me.
Really?
Oh.
And I said that to him. I was like, Hero, why'd you hate me? And then he was like, Mal, I think you're the funniest person ever. And I was like, wait, what? I was like,
where did this come from?
Give this vibe.
Yeah.
But I think he's just so, like,
away.
Maybe. He seems a bit no nonsense as well.
He just didn't want to talk to pretty much anybody in the villa except
Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you feel like him and Catherine's connection was ever genuine?
Absolutely.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I was
gutted when she
went with Elmo.
Elmo.
Not Elmo.
If I throw this croc.
Throw it back.
Is Elmo not that We Red toy?
Yeah. Wait, what did I just say yeah to? I just said, I'm drunk.
No, Elmo is the red. No, she's right. You're right. Elmo is the...
Elmo.
I think that her and Scott, they could have been one of the top three.
I absolutely.
She played her... Listen, she was playing checkers, not chess.
I'm telling her this tomorrow.
She probably knows. She sees it.
There's a two-phase makeup event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then, like, all the other people are going to St. Moritz and we're all going to meet up after. So.
Okay. Oh, nice. We need to get her on.
Out and stuff. Like,
oh, my God.
I'm sure your schedule must be crazy.
As in, like, how am I doing being outside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love being outside. I really struggled in there because I'm such an active person. So I just felt like I was withering away. Like, I lost 5 kg when I was in there.
Really?
How?
They need to put me inside
there
now.
They're not feed you.
Are they still accepting applications?
I will go there.
Casa Amor, what do you mean?
Casa Amor,
I will find my way there.
I just felt like I need to be stimulated.
Yeah.
And I know you're talking to people, but it was just, I'm bored. I'm bored of the activities. I was like, please, I want to do something.
And all there was one tiny gym.
Yeah.
And I did. And then,
do you guys, was anyone smoking in there? Do people smoke?
I think they did. And I know who did, but I don't want
to say. You don't want to say? That's fine. No, you don't have to say. But I know they cut it out.
Everyone's obsessed with who vapes and smokes.
I didn't know people were. Do you know what it is?
So they don't show it anymore.
They don't show it anymore. Back in the day,
culture, yeah.
They used to, and I think they probably got complaints. And I get it, because you don't want to promote people smoking. Yeah. But the smoking area is where you get. But the smoking area is where you get all the tea.
Yeah.
You ever seen someone that's stressed out with a cigarette in their hand?
I wish I just claimed a vape so I could just.
Yeah. I think I can tell. I know Jess does. I thought she just gives me vapes energy. Sorry,
I'm not sure. I don't
know. Especially with all the stress that Sammy's giving her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For no reason. Saving your man.
Yeah.
God. They give the worst stress.
Look, but we're speaking about being a lightweight. So, I think we got 2 drinks.
Yeah.
And then on the heart rate challenge, I think maybe it was the night before or something. I was saying, guys, I'm actually really drunk. I had one drink and I was gone.
Yeah.
And I would like get so drunk off the red wine and Prosecco. But I think it was because of the heat.
Yeah. Mm. It has to be. Yeah, heat makes it worse. Heat makes everything worse.
But
hydration plus alcohol.
I don't know if I've said this story really. Like, I've kind of briefly said it, but the heart rate challenge, like, I know it's like all a joke and stuff, and like I genuinely say yes to everything and I do everything, but that day I had a coffee and I've not drunk a coffee in a year. So I had pure anxiety.
Aww.
And I was like, shit. And I was like, oh, I freaking dance. And then I was like, I don't know if this was actually when I was supposed to go for my dance, but I was put as one of the last.
Okay.
So I don't know if they thought I could be like some Shakira. I was like, guys, I've been sick. I'm like, I can't dance. I was like, I'm freaking out.
Oh, you weren't feeling very well.
But like, as in like, I was getting fucking,
how you were feeling.
Oh my God,
really?
I was feeling nervous.
Yeah.
And I was, do you know what I felt like? Because we're in silence.
Yeah.
I need music to like hype me up.
Yeah.
And I
was
like,
no music, is there?
No. And I was like walking down. I felt like an animal.
They don't play music for you.
Until you get out.
Oh, okay.
And what do you mean until you get out?
Until you get out the bedroom, and then, guys, I was like pacing. I was like, I can't breathe, and yeah. I was like, oh my god, and I started crying.
Oh, babe.
I know, but like, I don't know why I've not really said it, but I was like full on. I think I was having a panic attack, but I don't
probably,
know.
Yeah. Oh my
and
god.
I was like, I was begging. I was like, please, I need another drink. They were like, no, like, you need to go out there. I was like, fuck. And then I heard the song, Ariana Greedy, and I was like, literally, I was being...
She's like Greedy.
Ariana Greedy.
Grande.
Ariana Grande. The song's called Greedy.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Your fiance said you're a little brat.
Yeah.
I was being a brat. I was going like this. Shut up! I was like, I'm not going out there. I was like, I refuse. I was like, I was like, fuck off. I was like, please. I was like, keep playing Pitbull. I was like, please.
Pitbull.
I was like, literally.
What's a Pitbull song?
I know you want me.
I want you. If I came out on that, it would have been a different song. But I was like,
one, two, three, scratchers.
I would have been kind of completely different person. And I was like this, I was like, I can't. And I asked them, I was like, can I go out there and say, who's allergic to pussy? And they were like, no.
This is why you can't ask. You just have to do.
Didn't even play it. So then I came out and I said, who's allergic to cats? And then, oh my God, the boys were like, what is she doing?
Wait, were you dressed as a cat?
Yeah.
Who's allergic to pussy?
I was swinging this thing.
She had the little thing on it.
God,
like,
guys, I'm not joking. Because after, my friends were all like, your eyes were bloodshot red and you had like all your makeup was everywhere. And they're like, what happened?
Literally,
like,
you were crying. You had a breakdown before.
Bawling. Yeah. I have not cried in a year.
Babe.
I was like, but like, that's on me because I just was like, what am I doing?
You're out of your element, basically. Yeah.
And, like, I like to be put in my comfort zone. I just need to do it.
Yeah.
So I knew what I just had so much pressure knowing this is the bit. I know this episode is the biggest thing that everyone watches.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
That and movie night.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that people watch.
Yeah. Also, I want to ask, what about pampering? What is your pampering like? Do you have someone who comes in and does your nails, does your hair? I know you guys always do your makeup. I don't know how you guys do it. Like, every day.
Every night.
They do their makeup. They do their own makeup. I would say, give me a bonnet. I'm not doing it.
I'd be like, give me individuals.
I want to wear slippers.
I want to wear, give me a gown.
I like doing that because I mean I was only there for 7 days. It was like it was a holiday for
me
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I like putting on the makeup and stuff. But they did have people come in and we got I had eyelash infills.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I got my eyebrows done.
I'm guessing they're not allowed to talk to you a bit too much.
Oh, they were Spanish.
Really?
I was like, gracias, gracias.
Okay, so I'm guessing they probably not watching the show then. Yeah. So they have no idea what's actually happening.
They were lovely though. It's
okay. I've always wondering what the pampering
and
was
question,
like.
What about the like whole alcohol situation? Because I do know that they had like a limit before of like one drink.
So it
night.
Was two. And then I swear, I don't know if it was because of me being like, guys, I'm actually so drunk. I was so drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it got put down to one.
Damn.
Wow.
One a night.
One a night.
So they're holding that same drink.
I would not have fun.
One,
yeah. Unless it's a drink like
this. Minimum.
Yeah. If it's a drink like this, I could do one a night.
It's even calm and I haven't eaten today.
No,
I'm feeling a bit woozy. I'm not lying to you.
The hay fever pills.
Honestly, probably. How do you feel about like game playing? Who do you think is playing the biggest game?
So do you know what? When I came out, I was like, oh, no one's playing a game because I've obviously been with them and all this stuff. But then hearing comments, speaking to like the Casamore girls and stuff, they were like, discussing, not saying this is what they said, but they were discussing, apparently Mitch was like, I just do it all for the cameras. And then Mitch,
I believe that.
And
I
then,
see him
do you know what?
Can we talk about Mitch for a little bit? But go on.
But yeah, carry on.
It sprung back a memory of mine. And I was like, oh my God, he just like knew what was going on. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe he does. And to be fair, fair fucks to him because he gets a lot of screen time and everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Like, he's another Luca.
He does remind me of Luca. Yeah. Luca Bish.
But like,
yeah.
I feel like he just loves it.
He does love
and
it.
And like, it's funny. But, and he's hilarious and like genuinely made me like piss myself laughing.
He's also delusional.
I want Abby to just get with Scott. I wish she stayed with him instead of getting back with, because I don't see what she finds in, what's his name again?
It's because Luca Bish.
Mitch. Yeah.
But she wants what she can't have because Mitch has kind of rejected her. And now she's like, I want him.
Yeah.
He wants Ella.
I think he wants Ella, to be honest.
What, you think Mitch wants Ella?
Yes, I think he wants something physical. I think he wants... I mean, not to say that I'm comparing them in terms of looks.
But Ella B don't want him.
But
Ella B don't want
him. She just wants to use him.
Ella B don't want him.
She does not want him. She wants Tyreek. If she could pick, she'd be with Tyreek. And I feel like... I really do feel like that was an easy pick for her when it came to picking that night. She did not want to step on Ella's toes because she knew it would be... It'd be war.
I love the comment. She's saying, like, someone said to her, oh, what? I thought your type was...
Yeah, that was Ella.
Yeah, I thought you said was
Tyreek and Uzi. And she goes, well, does anyone know me?
Yeah.
Does anybody else know me? That's how she talks. Why does she always talk with her baby voice as well? She's always just like...
Yeah, I don't get
it. Is it posh? She's trying... It sounds like... Listen.
Someone said babe station voice.
It is a babe station voice. It is. She sounds like a sex worker.
Someone
and there's nothing wrong with that.
I hear it.
Because I've done it before. Like, I've been on the phone and I've done sex work before. So... When I heard her, I was just
been
like,
on the phone. She said, this is from experience.
We're going to stop. We'll revisit another episode because I'm tired.
Do you know what? It was in my book. I had to take out the chapter. It was actually in my book. I had to take out the chapter. Hopefully, the paperback is out in February. Cheeky plug. But yeah, I'm trying to force them to put that chapter back in.
Guys, make sure you go get the big O.
But anyway, let's go back to Love Island. Okay, so you think that, okay, not that you're saying it, but more of he's loving it, which is Mitch. So kind of like playing a game.
I mean, I do just think he loves it.
Who do you think is going to win?
I would love Ella and Tyreek to win.
Yes.
But also Whitney.
Yes.
And like, do you know what?
What's her bae's name again?
Lachlan.
Lochham.
Lachlan. Yeah. Lachlan. Lachlan. He's just cute. Apparently, me and him have the same mouth.
Really?
How does someone make an observation like that?
I don't know.
Do you look at the comments on Twitter as well? Nah. Did you look at them?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't. My flatmate, she's so cute. She goes through Twitter and then she'll read me the nice ones.
Aww.
I don't care. Like, yeah. Anything. I always say, like, people that are being negative and hateful to me.
Yeah.
I think I trigger something in them.
Yeah.
That they're insecure about.
Of course.
Because I'm just being myself and I've never been so me, and it's like, oh, I couldn't be happier.
You're comfortable.
Yeah.
And that it's like, as when you find yourself,
I really do wish you were in there much longer.
Yeah, man, mm-hmm. You're a great vibe.
Yeah, for real.
Guys, they didn't put my type in, and I told them what my type was, but it was.
What was your type? Tell us what your type is.
I like rugby boys.
But this is the thing, like, when you go on TV shows, yeah, you will go through like a screening, because I was on a TV show that was like a dating show. Like,
I remember I watched that.
You watched it?
Yeah, like, they were in your room.
Yeah. It was called Hot Property. It was with
Young Philly.
Young Philly.
I was about to say, was it the Young Philly thing?
Yeah, it was years ago. But I went through like a whole screening process. They asked me, what's your type? They asked me what your celebrity crush is. And I'm here saying, oh, Rihanna. I'm here saying this person, that person. I'm like, specifically black women, right?
Yeah.
And I'm open. But every single option was nowhere near my preference in the slightest.
You.
So it's like you end up just wasting your words. Like you're just talking for no reason because they're going to actually just plop you in there anyway. And you're just going to have to make do regardless. Yeah.
But
so,
I can't fake that. And it's like those boys I know are maybe attracted to other people. Maybe, and they obviously are. Mm. But just to me, I was like, there's no way. And obviously I did the kissing challenge. I don't know if you guys saw it. In every bit, I'm like going wiping my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, ew. And I'm but like, not in that sense. It's like, it's, I don't. You know,
was anyone that was a good kisser, though?
I just, Zami and Zach. That was it.
Ooh, okay.
Zach does look like a good kisser.
But like, I just didn't fancy it. But then maybe it takes me more.
Yeah, they want your type.
I think, babe, you're just someone who needs a bit of connection. Do you know what I mean? You need something beyond just.
Yeah.
Attracted to the mind.
She's like, no, I like rugby boys. I don't need your chat.
I don't have no mind.
Listen, you could be a rugby boy
and
have
it.
Nothing in your head.
I will love you.
And that's on periods. Okay. Oh, no, but that does make sense. Okay. And I think that was that my last question? Let me see, because Lord knows I'm on a different wave right now.
I'm sorry. I'm scared to finish this drink. I don't know the person that I'll become. Once I finish this drink, I'll be so honest. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's actually it. Should we do some dilemmas? I was going to say we should talk about like AI, but let's do some dilemmas. Let's do a quick dilemma. Let's help some people, okay?
No way.
I love that. Just about like, it was really funny. So basically, after Love Island, it's obviously you do all the press stuff with like Closer Heat Grass.
Grassia?
Closer Heat and Grass.
Closer Heat.
Yeah. I used to work for them.
Oh, really?
Really?
About how you left your job.
Yeah, and it was just like, it was it was, I'm crazy. I believe in manifesting.
What did you do?
That's not crazy. I believe in manifesting too.
Before you went on the island, what were you doing?
So I was a picture researcher and I would put the pictures into the magazines.
Yeah.
And I was putting in the pictures for Winter Love Island. I'm like, I kind of know Casey and I was like putting all those pictures in. And I remember being like, here, that's going to be me.
Yes.
And then
it happened.
It happened. Wow. Look at.
But then I remember I quit my job on the Friday having no confirmation of this, but I just was like, I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know how, hot, what, why. But then on the Wednesday, I got the confirmation. I was like,
oh, wow. I'm so sick.
It is a high risk.
Reward. Yeah.
But I remember the day I was handing it in and stuff, they obviously all caught on and they were messaging, saying something like, Mal's, or not even Mal, they were like, when are the bombshells going into Love Island? I just like read it and I was like, I'm not replying.
Have they been in contact? Have they been in contact
now?
So
like when I went, they're all so nice to me and they're like, oh, come to the summer party. I was actually genuinely hungover. But like maybe I would have if I wasn't.
Honestly, they love a good summer party, you know.
They do. I love a good party as well.
So okay, so they they've been in contact and they told you to come to the summer party. Yeah. Okay, would you, and like Mary's question, would you go back?
To work.
To work.
It's just like I'm so dyslexic, and I was kind of. I've been really shit of every job I've ever done.
Same bit.
And I'm an active person, and I think I'm meant to be I'm a born entertainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the future? What do you think the future's gonna? What do you see for yourself? Would you like to do more influencing?
Well, not even that. I just think. I'd like, what's it, spread positivity, joy and all that jazz.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are very in a negative rut.
So yeah.
Especially in London, like, and people don't really...
Oh, everyone's bad vibes.
Yeah, and people don't really...
People are the worst vibes.
That's why I think everyone was so, like, thrown aback, shocked when...
Yeah. Like, and I think that's probably why you got negative feedback, because everyone's not used to someone
and the loudest people who watch Love Island, maybe this is just my bias, but it's from London.
Yeah.
I feel like the loudest people on social media who watch Love Island, especially on Twitter...
I think it's our microcosm.
You think so? Yeah. No, I feel like we make
people
the noise.
People outside of
why do you think they dumped 20 black people in there? Do you think it's because of the
that's
macro...
True. That's
we
true.
We are the noisiest ones. I'm telling you. We are the noisiest true, ones. True. But that's also perspective as well. There might be truth to what you're saying also. But okay, so you want to spread positivity. But what about like in terms of
career
bringing
wise.
You money?
I would love... Spreading... My dream has always been I would love to be a TV presenter.
Yeah.
Aww. And then I saw someone tweeted, Mal's like a cooked up child TV presenter.
I could see, I'm not going to lie, I was literally going to say, I could see you on children's TV.
Simon Amstel was the, I don't know if you guys know who that is. He used to work on Nickelodeon. Do you remember him?
No, but.
He used to work on Nickelodeon and he was too snarky for Nickelodeon. Like, he's so old school, it just didn't make sense. I think about it, I'm just like, why was this guy on Nickelodeon? He was so sarcastic and it seemed like he hated his job. But he was a TV presenter.
You would be perfect like for that. Children's TV.
Or even like early morning radio. Like, hi, guys. Like,
yeah.
I've just been told.
That breakfast show.
Yeah.
Breakfast Dom. Show. Bogies.
What's like, going on?
My mum's from Thailand.
Yeah.
Very, very Asian.
Yeah.
She's so loud.
What is your mix then?
My mum's Thai.
Yeah. And what's your dad's?
My dad's Scottish.
Okay. You're half Thai, half Scottish.
And my mum has no filter. And I remember we're on the tube and obviously no one speaks on the tube. She goes, ah, Melissa. And I was like, Mum, what? And she was like, your breath stink. I was like, Mum, shut the fuck up. And I was like, Mum, we're literally on the tube. And she was like, have you had breakfast? No.
I'm crying.
No one could be truthful to you like your mother, though.
Yeah,
no one.
And I'm not gonna lie, I've heard that Asian mothers are really like cutthroat as well.
Yeah.
Like, I had a Filipino best friend.
She goes like, oh yeah. You put on a lot of weight. And I was like,
no, that's real.
That's her mom, man.
Tell mom to chill on
No, her. But no, but is that not mum's for you, though?
Yeah, it is.
My mum asked me today, she was just like, are you going for a walk then? I said, what you.
Okay.
She said, are you walking to Jericho or not?
Do you mean?
Are you going to get your steps in?
My mum will be like, you put on weight. If I come around, she offers me food.
Mm. Oh, they always do that.
I do not want
eat
to
up.
Eat.
You're
going
babe,
to you're going just to lose told weight. Me that I gained weight.
Just
literally,
told me that I'm a big
honestly. Right, let's do some dilemmas quickly so we can get out of here. Send your dilemmas to laidbearpodcast@gmail.com or simplyoloni.com/ask. First dilemma, use the hashtag laidbearpodcast as well. I'm in love with a man in a relationship. He says he can't leave her because she's not in a good place mentally and he wants to do the best thing for her. I see that as a red flag, but I generally think that this is the real deal and believe that he has good intentions. What should I do?
Leave him.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
So I agree.
The fact that he's telling you that he's trying to safeguard her feelings, but he's with you anyway, he doesn't respect none of you.
Exactly.
No, but also, babe, just be okay with being the mistress.
Yeah.
Like, just know your position, stay in your lane, and just stay there. Like, if you want this man in your life, you're going to have to understand that you are going to be second best.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else you can do to compromise that. Don't try thinking this is the real deal. Bitch, if it was the real deal, sorry, I take that back. You're not a bitch, I promise. if this was a real deal, you would not be having to fight for your attention with somebody else. Do you get what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
And the real deal has to be reciprocal. It can't be, oh, I think it's a real deal, but he's out here doing some other
Exactly. A guy who really likes you will drop all his hoes. All his hoes.
He'll drop all of them.
All of them for you. Damn right. Hope we help with that one. And one more. Hi, Aloni. How do I choose good sex partners? I was in a long-term relationship with a guy that loved to pleasure women, and now I'm just scared to be with anyone unless I'm guaranteed to have a good time. Tips on going for it. I'm through with it.
Ask them, do you eat pussy? Yeah, that as well.
I think you should have a conversation as well. See what they're like. I feel like having a conversation with someone lets you know what they're open to when it comes to sex. Some of the best sex I've had has been because of the conversations that we had prior. It felt like an episode of Laid Bare. Like, it was just us talking about sex. Like, I will never forget. Whoa. Being on a balcony and just having us say, yeah, I have to fuck you.
Right.
Because you give him, and I didn't regret it completely, just a little bit. But it wasn't because it was, he did something else, but it was, but the communication that we had, yeah.
Not anal.
Anal.
Mal, chill, Mal.
Because I always miss that. Stop that.
Mal, chill.
Do you know why? Look, her drink is going low.
Right? She said anal.
You miss anal, Mal.
Fuck no. Here, do you think
loser,
I
loser.
Loser. Oh, no.
What are your favourite sex positions?
Are you joking? Look at me. I'm literally...
Are you a missionary, babe?
Yep. I like... Do you love me? I obviously do the other stuff, funny. But like I like to be.
She was like, do you love me?
No, but vibes though. Do you love me for real?
Like, doggy's like, come on.
I don't like. I feel like doggy's too degrading for me.
Doggy's degrading.
I don't like doggy.
That means not like you.
You think so? Yeah. I like getting. Do you know what it is? My partner loves missionary, but I'm the doggy. I love the doggy.
I don't like.
Do you know what it is?
Because I like how doggy
get
feels.
The toy. I like the. To get the toy, and I can use my toy like really well in that position
Teddy. Because
I feel not Teddy chow, but like when he's on top of me, I feel like it's too like passionate that I don't want to put my hands.
Yeah, I like passion.
It. No, I like it passion, but I don't want to put my toy there. But I want to enjoy missionary with my toy. But I feel like I enjoy it better when I'm in doggy. Yeah, or if it's like leg, pon, shoulder, like you know,
leg, pon, shoulder,
and you're like that, and then. He's got his foot in.
So you don't just want to.
He's got your foot.
I've been going yoga, guys.
Yeah. That's it, Nikki. Let's see what you got. Nikki, let's see what you got.
Go on, Nikki. Leg punch.
Go on, Nikki.
Even try. Leg punch.
Mal, do you want to try for us?
Yeah. Leg punch shoulder.
Go on, Mal. Let's see.
I did not.
Yay! You're making
me want to buckle.
Anyway. Okay. Mal, do you have any sex tips? Do you have any quick sex tips for us?
Just like, you got to be in the moment and.
Yeah. Be in the moment and woo. I love it. Hashtag be in the moment and woo. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. We've already missed how many minutes of Love Island? 16 minutes. I know, right? So I'm going to try and run home and see what I've missed. But Mal, thank you so much for being with us. You have been so amazing. Probably one of our funniest guests, genuinely. Thank you so much. Very enjoyable.
It's been absolutely great, genuinely.
I really, really loved it. And I really can't wait to see your TV presenter career blossom, because I know it will. No, you're laughing, but I think you can really do it. I think you can really smash it out, honestly.
Yeah, no, especially very.
Especially the route you want to go down, which is if you want to do children's TV, I feel like, not to say that it's not as competitive, because I'm sure it is competitive, I can't remember the last time. I can't remember the last time I've heard any. I've heard people say they want to be TV presenters all the time, but I cannot. I do not remember the last time I've had like someone tell me, "Yeah, I'd love to be a child."
I wonder if I'm too controversial, though.
No.
Was it Sunshine?
You want an ITV? No, you want an ITV show, ITV show that was about love.
I see. Exactly. I literally see you on daytime TV.
The ITV's not a thing anymore, is it?
Yeah, they've got CITV.
Yeah, no, CITV still exists.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, we just don't watch it anymore.
Oh, okay.
We're just too old for that shit, and we ain't got no kids. Yeah. So
and look at Holly Willoughby, Fern Cotton, Stephen.
That was how they started. Reggie Yates.
All of them. Reggie Yates.
That's how they started. That's how they got the come
and
up.
And it's fun. It's still lighthearted. You know what I mean? Nobody's expecting you to do.
Look at Mr. Tumble.
Oh, London. London Hughes as well. She's someone else as well.
Obviously, I know I'm not a celebrity, but my mates all said you'd be really good on I'm a Celebrity because
you would be
so good. Imagine her doing the challenge.
On some
would you
show?
Eat the bugs though, or would you forfeit?
Yeah, I think
you
would eat that.
Oh my god! Anyway,
she would eat that shit. You said no one actually eat that shit.
You
would eat that shit.
I would love to do reality TV, but I feel like I'm a celeb. I don't like heights. I do not like nature. I hate bugs. I just feel
but
like I'd be the wrong
big
person.
For that one, man.
Huh?
Yeah, the bag
is big.
No, but everyone gets a different bag.
Yeah, you can negotiate a big bag.
Yeah. I'm slab, hit me up.
Yeah. You've heard Anton Deck. You've heard.
Yes. Anton Deck. Be shouting her.
All right.
I would crease if I saw you on the Amazon.
Me?
And I know you wouldn't last longer than a week.
I would not last. I'll probably leave.
See, if I saw you on Amazon, I will crease.
No.
I'm a celebrity.
After.
I'd be like GC. I'd honestly be like Gemma.
Really?
Honestly. I just, no. Me and nature, we clash. I need ace.
You're a human being, babe. It should be the opposite.
You think so?
Absolutely.
With nature?
Absolutely.
No. When you have been socialized to live one way for like 32 years of your life.
Though, as well. Like when you're sick, when you live in the city. No, I don't mean like.
Not city girl, like, I'm a city girl too. Wait.
That's what I meant.
No, I mean like when you live in London. The city and you grow up in the city, it's like. Being in the trees.
Yeah, my sister went to the Amazon forest. She said it was the craziest.
Oh, really?
She was, I think she was, she went on like the South America, Brazil. That she's a traveler, my sister. She loves to travel. Oh, my sister's Dora. Her and Dora. What is she? She's a Capricorn. What's December 23rd? Whatever December 23rd is.
Capricorn.
Yeah, she's a Capricorn. Always mix up with Sag.
Adventurous.
Yeah, so she's very adventurous. She loves it. But she said she will never do it again. It was the worst thing.
Really?
I laugh because I'm just like... You know, I would never. I would go home and say, I'm leaving. We need to find a hotel.
Need to find a hotel.
Even Freestyle Hotel, I'll still whine about. I'm like, no. Anyway, Mal, again, we appreciate you for joining us.
So much.
You said that your favorites to win are definitely Tyreek. What is it? Tyrella?
Tyrella.
Tyrella. Is that what it is?
Tyrella. Elite. Okay. And you feel like the game player is probably Mitch?
I mean, like, he just loves it. Come on. No hate, Mitch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, babe. You don't need to do
but
this.
But he knows. He knows.
He knows. He knows. He knows.
I think he admitted it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's a game player. Come on.
You can tell, man. Okay. Even with his situation with Abby and Ella, and it's like, bruv. You've gone to Ella's.
I'm just like, I know you want to blow Ella's back out.
You would love to blow Ella's back out.
Yes.
And you've gone to Abby, told Abby one
thing. But can I say something about Abby, just before we go, Abby was smarter. No, not that she's a hypocrite. If she was smarter, she would apply pressure because there was a day, that Ella was wearing this skimpy outfit. She had her boobs out. And I said, look at your competition. You've come in this boohoo dress and you're wondering why you're losing your man. Fine. It's Love Island. It's about appearances. It's a shallow show. So you need to be shallow. I'm sorry. She was wearing one boohoo cover. I said, okay, sit there. They will chop your man and you will go home.
Sit there.
You better play the game.
Oh, no.
Play the game. Whatever you have, work with it, but play the game. Sis had her tits out. I said, ooh, okay.
Ready to graft.
Anyway, this is all we have. What am I supposed to say? Someone sign up for us because I'm...
Guys, so thank you for coming. No, sorry.
It's hard, isn't it? It's
hard. Thank you for joining us on Laid Bare, your favourite sex positive podcast. I've been your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
I've been Mary and Friends.
And I'm Oloni. You can catch me on all socials. And thank you, Mal, for joining us.
Thank you, Mal. Guys, leaned
off. No one else gave me alcohol, so this was amazing.
Yes, because we are accommodating bitches.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.